Hey, welcome back, everyone, to Kill Meat and Friends. We are going to take a time out now from what's going on in the world to talk about what's going on, what I've experienced over the last week. Sold over 1,000 books between the Heritage Foundation on Friday and then Saturday in McLean, Virginia, and then Sunday over in Fredericksburg, Virginia. Just had a chance to meet some very passionate, patriotic people. And one of the men that made this book possible, Thomas Jefferson and the Tripoli Pirates, The Forgotten War That Changed American History, is Colonel Peter Ferraro, supervisor historian at the Marine Corps University. Colonel, welcome to Kill Meat and Friends.
Thank you, Brian. It's great to hear from you. It's a great week with the Marine Corps birthday tomorrow and chatting with you about your new book in this period of time in American history.
Well, yeah, I mean, I can't thank you enough for what you brought us through, and you couldn't have been more open. And without guys like you, this book wouldn't have been done. If people were protective and they say, well, you know, find out on your own. You know, if we have time, we'll handle it. Instead, you said, what does your schedule look like? We'll make time for you. And when I got there with Don to study, everything was pulled. And there is so much to go through. I could not believe how organized you guys are. What did it take? What does it take to go through all these histories, all these letters back and forth, all these assignments, all the things that go back hundreds of years?
Yeah, it's an amazing process. As you know, we have a handful of historians that are truly dedicated to this. But no, you're right. Just maintaining a collection, digging through tremendous amounts of research over at the National Archives, the Library of Congress, and here what we've collected in the Marine Corps History Division. And as you know, Marine Corps History Division's been around about 92 years now. It really formed right at the end of World War I. And up to that point, though, the Headquarters Marine Corps was just collecting information about all the different past events and operations that it right. participated in. Really didn't organize it well, but they just had all this big collection. Well, at the end of World War I and that huge, huge, significant event for the Marine Corps, Marine Corps decided to establish its own history division, and from that point forward, we tried to organize this collection of information and papers and reports and that sort of stuff into what we have today. So, but it takes just a tremendous amount of time, and as you know, that my historians on the staff do an unbelievable job. Right. They're really dedicated civil servants, and they truly right. love serving the Marine Corps and doing
and Colonel, one of the stars of this book, Thomas Jefferson, the Tripoli Pirates, is Presley O'Bannon. So tell us about him and what we would see of his at the Marine Corps Museum.
Yeah, Presley O'Bannon is a hero, a Marine hero. He was born, interestingly, in the state of Virginia in 1776, during the birth of our nation. He was commissioned in the Marine Corps in January of 1801 and promoted to first lieutenant in October of 1802. He served on Marine detachments. In those days, as you know, right. Marine Corps was very small units, and they served aboard ships, whether it was a...
But what he did, Colonel, is he was on there. He led the fight with William Eaton to take Derna, and they did take it, and they got the sword that was he was handed. By Hammett is now in the Marine Museum, and it's the prototype for every sword that every Marine carries today. Colonel, thanks again.